it was appropriate and timely, just at the last full council meeting before Eddie's 30th anniversary, that the council would unanimously voice our support and solidarity with the family of the late councillor Eddie Fullerton, and once again reiterate our call for truth and justice into what happened on that horrible day. And there's been so much that has come forward and been revealed in recent times, and full credit to the family of Eddie Fullerton for pursuing this, because that information wouldn't have come to light without them. And we know that the hand of the British state was involved in this murder, and I think it's about time, some 30 years after his death, that is acknowledged, and we get the full story of those involved in this murder.
There was a poignant moment at the council meeting during which the Gaelic councillor Ina Donoghue, who lived quite close to Eddie Fullerton in Coghill, pointed out that the day he died was the day that the then minister, Padraig Flynn, confirmed that the government would build the dam that now bears his own name.
And there's no better legacy to the man, like a giant of a man. And this was the largest piece of public infrastructure in Inishowen, carries his name, because it was he who led that campaign to get the dam, was to be known as the Pollen Dam. Now, quite rightly, it's called the Eddie Fullerton Dam in the Illies, and it'll always be remembered long, long after all we're gone, that dam will bear his name. And it's a testament to a lifetime of work, dedication to the community of Inishowen, that he delivered it, albeit just hours before he would be killed.